Welcome to Nutty's Show, your podcast on cooking and technology. Today we're diving into the shifting sands of Silicon Valley, specifically at Salesforce.
Ooh, interesting. Salesforce, the cloud software giant. What's the scoop?
Well, it seems the golden age of cushy tech jobs, especially in sales, is over. Remember those perks, the lavish parties, the Ohana vibe?
Oh, I remember. Wasn't Salesforce famous for its employee-friendly culture?
Exactly, but according to Bloomberg, things have taken a Darwinian turn, especially after those massive layoffs.
Layoffs? I hadn't heard much about that.
Yeah, thousands of jobs cut, mostly in sales and marketing. It's a big shift from the pandemic hiring spree when they added 30,000 people.
Wow, a complete 180. So what led to this drastic change?
Well, the tech industry's downturn played a huge role. Companies tightened their budgets, deals became harder to close, and suddenly Salesforce had way too many salespeople.
I see. So fewer deals, more salespeople, a recipe for disaster.
Precisely. And then there's the pressure from activist investors demanding cost cuts. They questioned Salesforce's huge sales and marketing expenses.
Makes sense. So how is Salesforce adapting to this new reality?
They're getting leaner and meaner. Performance is now king. Public leaderboards, stricter quotas, less emphasis on perks. It's a whole different ballgame. Even the corporate branding is shifting away from the cuddly mascots.
From Ohana to show me the numbers.
Exactly. It's a tough transition, particularly for younger salespeople who joined during the boom years. They're facing a much more competitive landscape.
I'm curious about Mark Benioff's take on all this. He built this Ohana culture, right?
He's talking about Ohana 2.0, a performance-driven culture, and emphasizing the importance of AI products for future growth. But you know, some employees are skeptical. Morale is down, and the return to office mandate isn't helping. Even the top performers are feeling the pressure.
So is this the end of an era for tech sales?
It might be. Salesforce's transformation could signal a broader trend in the industry. The days of easy money and lavish perks might be over, at least for now.
Fascinating stuff. Thanks for breaking it down. It's really insightful to see how a company like Salesforce adapts to changing market conditions.
Absolutely. Thanks for tuning in to Nutty's Show. We'll be back next week with more insights on the intersection of cooking and technology. Until then, goodbye.
Bye-bye.